This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune called Sunburst, recorded in 1976 by myself, playing banjo and a little bit of dobro in there, Colleen Trenwith on the fiddle, Colin Watson on guitar, and it was all being driven along by Alan James on the bass there. It's a tune I wrote, and it had licks in it that I certainly probably couldn't do today. They're just a little bit technical at the they were great at the time, but my fingers wouldn't handle it now. That tends to happen, doesn't it? You play everything a little bit simpler than you used to if you're a bit of a picker and getting older like I am. Well, thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's listen to Jeremy Stevens from the band High Fidelity. His album 2021, it came out, How I Hear It, and he has a lovely approach to sort of old-time style bluegrass, but he sounds as very contemporary sometimes as well. Here he is doing a Larry Richardson tune called I'm Lonesome, and Jeremy is playing guitar and banjo, bit of a double-up man, and doing the lead vocal, and his wife Karina Rose Logston is playing fiddle, Mike Bubb is playing the bass, and the tune sounds like this.
Blue, I'm sad and I'm lonesome every time I hear your name. Oh, I'm blue, I'm sad and I'm lonesome. Won't you please come back and stay? My dear, my heart couldn't see that cheating on me until I found you to be in love with another, not me. Oh, I'm blue, I'm sad, and I'm lonesome every time I hear your name. Oh, I'm blue, I'm sad, and I'm lonesome. Won't you please come back and stay? Someday you'll wonder why you left and passed me on by. My dear, it'll then be too late. You have done me your mistake. Oh, I'm blue, I'm sad, and I'm lonesome every time I hear your name. Oh, I'm blue, I'm sad, and I'm lonesome. Won't you please come back and stay?
That was Jeremy Stevens, and it's a great song. Classic old-style bluegrass. Here's a fairly contemporary band in some ways. 2007, this album was made. The band is called Grasstown. Lots of well-known names in this band. Phil Ledbetter, he died in 1921, but he was a great dobro player and a band leader. Steve Gully died 2020, but fine vocalist and songwriter and guitarist, worked with Thor Lawson and Quicksilver, founding member of Mountain Heart, and he's going to be featured singing lead in the song that I've chosen. Alan Bybee on mandolin, wonderful mandolin player, and he also worked with New Quicksilver and has played with Time Out and with Blue Ridge and does a wonderful job on mandolin. Jason Davis on banjo and Lee Sawyer on bass, and Dale Ann Bradley doing some harmonies. What a great combination that is. Here's a song called Home, written by Steve Gully from the band Grasstown.
For the 40 years he gave it all he had, trying hard to be a husband and a dad. He built his whole life around his family and home. Now his children have all moved away, his wife is long since gone. All the years of father, he kept it to himself. Pain he still feels, memories that are left. Never speaks to anyone, just goes along his way. It's not that he don't want to, but just nothing left to say. Home can be anywhere you are. It could be a million miles away, but it's really not that far. As long as he keeps it, then he can go back anytime. Back home. Talking to himself, folks they couldn't see. He was talking to his wife, just like it was yesterday. After all the years ago, seems she never went away. He said he went real peaceful as they carried him away. It's really not that bad, at least he's got a place to stay. his mind he's had, though he still keeps to himself. He's there with the family. He really never left. Oh, home can be anywhere you are. It could be a million miles away, but it's really not that far.
As you can hear, that was Home by fine band Grasstown. Time for an instrumental now. This is from an album called Ultimate Picking, and it's the best of instrumental bluegrass. And it's a real studio album produced by Scott Vestal, that very fine banjo player. And he's also a recording engineer and obviously a producer. And it's got 20 wonderful tunes on this album Ultimate Picking, and they feature people like on this track Jeff Autry on guitar, Wayne Benson on mandolin, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Mark Schatz on bass, Scott Vestal's playing banjo on all the cuts, and the dobro player interchanges between Rob Ikes, who's on this track, or Randy Cause, who plays on half a dozen of the tracks. And I've picked out a tune called Hot Burrito Breakdown that was written by Byron Berline and Roger Bush. And man, it's got some great picking in it. I hope you enjoy it. is some hot picking. Ultimate Bluegrass that came from Scott Vestal on banjo was driving that along, and it was a hot burrito breakdown. Well, it sure was hot burrito. I have an album here, Kenny and Amanda Smith Band, and the album is called Always Never Enough, recommended to me by my good friend Bruce O'Hara in Australia. And it's one of the few albums that I've got in my collection where every song on this album has been played on this radio show at some point in time. I just really like their approach to the music, and Kenny and Amanda sing beautifully together or separately. They have a fine band of young men around them. Amanda plays rhythm guitar and his vocals. Kenny does lead guitar and vocals. Alan Bartram on bass and vocals. Steve Huber on banjo, he of the Tone Ring Construction, I guess, and Jason Robertson on mandolin. There's some lovely songs, and the song that I'm going to play for you is called Danbury Jail. Danbury Jail from Kenny and Amanda Smith. Jail, Kenny and Amanda Smith, unusual song about a man locked up in jail, or wants to be locked up in jail, so because he lost the love of his girlfriend. Well, You can write a song just about anything, can't you? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass here. I'm playing you some of the music that I love to play, and I hope you're enjoying it too. Third time out, fine band. Russell Waugh on guitar and vocals. Ray Deaton on upright bass and vocals. Wayne Benson on mandolin and vocals. Steve Dilly on banjo and vocals. Mike Hartgrove on fiddle. I saw Russell Waugh and Ray Deaton when they were working with Dora Lawson's band for a while, way back in 1990. It was one of the first configurations of Quicksilver, and it was very exciting to see them play. We all know Ray Deaton has that wonderful bass voice, and he always does the bass parts in the quartets and can get right down to a low D, and it sounds nice and rich. Well, unusually, he's singing the lead on this song. Still with a bassy-sounding voice, but it's an unusual arrangement of a fairly straightforward bluegrass song. The song is It's a Lonesome Road, and here our third time out, recorded live in 1997 at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonburg, Kentucky. And they did a good job with this concert, and I hope you're going to enjoy their arrangement of It's a Lonesome Road.
Burden vainly low, and your words steps are growing slow beneath your load. Let your Savior lend you a helping hand, on your knees he'll understand, as you travel down this lonesome, long, lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road.
Lonesome, long, lonesome road.
When your dearest friends have turned you down, and the whole world seems to frown, and old Satan tries to steal your crown with his gold. Rest in Jesus, and I'm sure you'll find him a leader true and kind, as you travel down this lonesome, long, lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road.
It's a lonesome road. This lonesome, long, lonesome road.
It's a lonesome.
Lonesome, long, lonesome road.
Well, the audience certainly liked it. I think he's a bit of a character, really, Ray Deaton, and I bet you there's a bit of playing up going on there that we can't see when it's just a CD. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and picking some tunes out of my shelves that I think you just might enjoy. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And this is where I I've lived for most of my life, and this is where we've played bluegrass music all around Hamilton and around New Zealand and Australia and occasionally points further, like in the USA. But all the time I've loved bluegrass music and amassed a bit of a collection of CDs and LPs and taking the opportunity to share them with you now. So I hope you're enjoying that. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you're visiting Hamilton, I recommend that you go and see Shearer's. Tell them that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and David Shearer will be very pleased. His dad started the business 60 years ago. David's kept it running ever since, and going from a fairly small shop at the start to big and bright things. And they have a wonderful stock of Martin guitars and some Deering banjos and mandolins and violins and keyboards and drum sets and more ukuleles than you've ever seen in your life before. Lots of music and very good help from the assistants. The sales assistants are all musicians, and they know what could help you playing some music. So thank you, Shearers, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. About this time of the program, I always like to play some classic bluegrass music, and one of the bands I really enjoyed in my early days of bluegrass was Reno and Smiley. And we copied in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Some of the first tunes that we learned were Reno and Smiley tunes, like Never Get to Hold You in My Arms Anymore and Barefoot Nelly and things like that. They did wonderful songs. Don Reno wrote many of them, and I have an album of theirs called Bluegrass is Timeless, and I've picked a tune, I Can See That You're Living a Lie. This is recorded in 1964. Reno and Smiley. Have a listen.
Every time that I look in your eyes, I can see that you're living a lie. Though you promised to love me forever, made your vows till the day that you die. I suppose that someone has taken the love that we shared, you and I. Every time that I look in your eyes, I can see that you're living a lie. Even though he refused me an answer when I ask if our love it must die, with that faraway look in your eyes, dear, I can see that you're living a lie. I suppose that someone has taken the love that we shared, you and I. Every time that I look in your eyes, dear, I can see that you're living a lie. That you sigh in your heart that you still love another. Yes, I know that you're living a lie. Now I know that someone has taken the love that we shared, you and I. Every time that I look in your eyes, dear, I can see that you're living a lie.
Oh, they did some classic bluegrass music, Reno and Smiley, and Don could play banjo in a very jazzy style or just very straightforward, and always seemed to nail the music. I think they had a great band sound. I'm going to play you a track from an album, Mark Newton, Living a Dream. And Mark Newton is a talented musician, plays mandolin and guitar, sings lead. And this album, Living the dream seemed to be that he got to pick with all his friends and all the people that he wanted to pick with, because he's got different people playing on different tracks right through. This track I've chosen is one that's got a personal interest to me. He's called it Monrosine, and he wrote the track, and I'll read out his note about it. Monrosine: when Bill Monro passed on, I felt like it had lost my spirit. I grew up as a small child in Kentucky and was raised in Virginia. Bill was a bigger influence on me than any other artist of that generation. I wrote the song in tribute to Bill. I was in Rosine, Kentucky about 2 weeks after Bill passed away. I visited his grave in the little town of Rosine. When I got back home after that trip, this song just came out. Well, that's interesting. We were fortunate enough to be able to visit Rosine and Bill's grave and Bill's family homestead, which may not have been around when all this happened. And Hamilton County was playing at the IBMM Festival, the Romp Festival in Owensboro, Kentucky, in 2008. And we took that opportunity to visit Bill Monroe's homestead. And it was a very affecting time. You know, once you've visited it, it just remains in your memory. So this song has a particular attachment for me as well, because we've done the things that Mark is talking about in this song. And he's got Alan O'Brien singing tenor and singing lead on the second verse. And in this, he's got Tony Rice on rhythm guitar, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sammy Shelor on banjo, and Ricky Simpkins on fiddle, Ronnie Simpkins on bass. That'd be living the dream if I could play some music with those guys too. Mark Newton and Alan O'Brien with the song Monrosine.
Visit the grave of Bill Monroe. He's resting now in his home of Rosine. It's a little hamlet town on Highway 62, and I'm standing right here singing this song to you. There's a little country store at the old crossroads. We stopped in there to get a bite. As we look all around this old country store, and then we knew he was close by. And then we knew he was close by. Made gray, pretty flowers, many colors there I see. I can't help but to think of the people passing by as we look up at that mournful sky. As we look up at that mournful sky. Monroe would be proud, Lord, how he would be proud. It's time to say hallelujah and a shout out loud.
Well, it's time to leave and go down that lonesome road. Weighing on my mind is a heavy load. This is my song for the high lonesome sound. Half a message, a tribute to Monroe's Eve.
A message, a tribute to Monroe's Eve.
Great song. Wish I'd written one after I'd been to Rosine too. I don't know if it would have come out like that, but you never know when you start writing a song. Time for a little bit of more old-timey music from an album called Sequatchie Valley. I'm not sure that I'm saying that right. And the fiddle player who does most of the fiddle playing on the album is Joseph DiCosimo, or DiCosimo. DiCosimo is probably about the best pronunciation I can come up with for it, and it's got some lovely tunes on this album, and he's in the notes he's written about all the tunes and he's given the history to them. In this particular tune, it's a great advice: Molly, put the kettle on. Always a good idea to have someone put the kettle on and make a cup of tea or coffee. And the Joseph, his fiddle is tuned ADAE, unusual tuning, and Luke Richardson's playing banjo, and he's got his banjo tuned with the fifth string on A, then D, A, D, E. And Karen Celia Hale is doing vocals and guitar. I don't know if she sings on this one, although you could call out, Molly, put the kettle on. And anyway, you get a tune that sounds like this. Enjoy. Kettle on. Oh, that was a great fiddle tune, wasn't it? Here's Grasstown again from the album The Road Heading Home. Steve Gully sings lead in this one again. It's called If I Knew Then.
I didn't know that we were poor until I started school. Began to notice what the others had. I remember asking Mama why I shouldn't have it too. Looking back, it must have hurt her bad. She'd have gave me what I wanted if she had to do that. I'd never ask if I knew then what I knew. That girl from high school standing in the grocery line. I can't believe she even knew my name. When I said I used to dream about her all the time, she smiled and brushed the hair back from her face. Said, I always wondered why you never asked me. I told her that I would if I knew then what I know now. I don't like to dwell on what I've done wrong in my life. Chalk it up to being young, filled with foolish pride. You can't go back, and I know that. But if I could somehow, I might have stayed a little longer, loved a little slow, done right instead of wrong. If I knew then what I know.
Town with If I Knew Then. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the people that are tuning in on podcasts all over the world. People seem to pick on this for a bluegrass show, and I'm really appreciative of the fact that you do. You might be getting it with Spotify or Podbean or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all coming straight from the source, which is Free FM 89.0. You can get any of the last dozen or so programs just by tuning in and playing what's saved on their website there from Free FM 89.0 here in Hamilton, New Zealand. A lot of people listening on the radio as well, access radio stations right throughout New Zealand and some in Canada as well, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in down there in Tennessee. Thank you all very much for tuning in, and occasionally if you want to write to me, paultrenwith@gmail.com will get me, or you can just email Free FM from their webpage and they always forward it to me, and many of you have made some nice comments that I really appreciate, so thank you very much for doing that. I post the running list of the show on a Facebook page called Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand, Back Porch Bluegrass NZ, and just put the running list up there with the name of the artist and the date that it first came out. For those that are interested, there's a few of you that tune into that and get some information off that, just in case you might want to do one of the songs with your band or something like that. Anyway, let's get on with the music. Here's Third Time Out again. Someone took my place with you. Old Flat and Scrug song that, of course, they do beautifully well.
Someone took my place with you. Now you tell me we are through. Someone broke my heart in two when they took my place with you. Now someone left me here to cry. With each day that passes by, someone took my place with you. Someone took my place with you.
Place with you. Well, They loved it, didn't they? They just loved that song. Someone Took My Place With You. Great song, originally done by Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and that was Third Time Out. Time for a gospel song. He has seldom seen the song. Originally came out on Act 3, but I've got it on a CD package called The Best of the Seldom Seen. And this is a song called Heaven. John Duffy on mandolin and tenor vocal and lead vocal on verses. John Starling on the lead vocal. Ben Eldridge playing the lead guitar lines. Mike Aldridge on dobro and baritone vocal. Tom Gray on the bass and doing the bass vocal. Talented band and did a great job on this song called Heaven.
In childhood I heard of a heaven. I wondered if it could be true that there were sweet mansions eternal somewhere up there beyond the blue. I wondered if people really go then one day sweet Jesus came in and I got a vision of heaven. My soul through all heaven I'll spend.
Heaven, happy home above. Heaven,
land of peace and love. Traveling on.
Heaven,
eternal.
Heaven,
supernal. I'm so glad it's real.
Then I got a vision of heaven. My soul is overflowing with love. My heart, like the Savior's, is broken for those that will miss that home above. Then a voice from the hills of Judea, still worldly attractions don't thrill me. My soul stands a chance of relief.
Heaven,
happy home above.
Heaven,
land of peace and love. Oh, it makes me feel like traveling on. I'm so glad it's real.
Oh, they do such a beautiful job, don't they? Very controlled vocals and they're able to be sparse. Mike Aldridge's dobro is just amazing up there. That was Seldom Seen doing the song Heaven. Here's Pam Crowe. Generally Pam Finlay now, a local woman around Morrinsville area, and she plays with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Back in 2009, we recorded a little album of four songs with her singing backed by Hamilton County. So Pam is doing the lead vocals, I'm playing some banjo, Tim, my son, is playing bass and doing some harmony, David Calder is playing mandolin and doing some harmony, I believe Alan Rhodes might be doing some harmony too, playing guitar, and Jeremy Trenwith played a bit of guitar on the album as well. And here she is doing that song made famous by Alison Krauss, Every Time I Say Goodbye. Let's listen to Pam sing it.
Thank you. at the sky, baby, what do you see? Looks like tears that I cry, falling down like rain on the ground. Every time you say goodbye, take a look around now. Why don't you feel the way that cold wind stings and bites? But you were just like arrows through my heart. Every time you say goodbye, there's a restless feeling knocking at my door today. There's a shadow hanging around my garden gate. I read between the lines the words you can't disguise. Love is gone away. Put these tears in my eyes. Look at the sky, baby.
Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thanks very much for tuning in. Do so again next week. I'd love to have your company. We'll take it out with J.D. Crow playing the Nashville Blues. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.